You're listening to Counterpoint right across Australia on ABC Radio National and right around the world on abc.net.au/rn/counterpoint. And now it's that man again. Yes, it's time for commentator and satirist Patrick Cook to offer his observations on the body politic.
Any soldier within earshot would have agreed with Mr. Abbott's rueful observation that tragic events can happen in spite of every effort to prevent them. And every soldier in earshot did agree with him until they were cut out by Channel 7 to enhance the forgery and our viewing pleasure. If Mr. Abbott had noted, "No plan survives contact with the enemy," or "The best laid plans of mice and men aft gang aglay," he would rightly have been accused of trivialising the moment and also of swallowing a frigging dictionary, but he didn't, and his remark was entirely apt and entirely in character. The incident has left a question mark over Mr. Abbott, however. Namely, why did he not remove Mr. Riley's head from his shoulders and insert it into Mr. Riley's rectum? Perhaps we shall never know now. Another group of Australians who would agree with Mr. Abbott's general philosophy must be the nation's farmers. First they endure 8 years of drought, then the federal government wants to cut their water off to nurture the greens and some frogs, then when they try to get a crop in, nature overrides the greens as usual and turns the water on, cheers up the frogs and swamps the crops and kills dozens of people. Queensland farmers are then walloped by a succession of cyclones and shit happens in spades. Then the farmers are tormented by glimmers of hope, followed by more lowering gloom. First, the floods become an excellent excuse for a new tax on the rich, defined as anyone on half the income of a backbencher. Then the Prime Minister appoints Mr. Fay to oversee the inevitable bureaucratic theft of the levy, because he is a former farmer who is good with other people's money, and no one closer to her springs to mind. On the bright side, Ms. Gillard appoints Craig Knowles to rewrite the rules cutting off the farmers' water and get the riots off the front page. She jostles for free airspace with the Queensland Premier to tell Queenslanders that the sky is falling and sincerely weeps for those lost during the floods. Can it be possible that Ms. Gillard is now, at last, sensible of the lives of Australians beyond the gated community of Labour prejudice? Will farmers be removed from her atavistic hit list, presently including bosses, miners, farmers, coalition voters, the bastard rich and any worker not shackled to a union coffle? Alas, Ms. Gillard then appoints Tim Flannery to head a committee to discover that a carbon tax is urgently required, in the fine old Labour tradition of handing someone some committee findings and inviting them to form a committee to find them. But is Flannery a stooge too far? Tim is not so much a climate scientist as a climate cult leader who believes that he can change the weather given enough human sacrifice. He is not a dependable weather vane, but some sort of bizarre anti-weathercock, in the sense that he has an astonishing record of wrong weather predictions. Where he cries out for drought, it floods. Where he demands warming, it cools. Where he bemoans the disappearance of snow, it comes down by the ton, on the just and unjust alike. Ah, Tim is the flaw in the weather warrior's argument made flesh, because if they haven't got a clue what is going to happen, it follows that they equally haven't got a clue what caused it. Tim is possibly the one Australian least well placed to offer a solution to a problem which, by his reasoning, isn't happening. Still, he'll be up for a carbon tax, there's a bob in it for him. His hot rocks have gone the way of pet rocks, and a carbon tax will make everything much more expensive, except for the bastard rich. And if he needs an eco-friendly location to set up a shop, there's always the idle Melbourne desal plant, assuming it is visible above the waters.
That was satirist and commentator Patrick Cook, and we look forward, as we know you do, to hearing from Patrick again in 1 month's time here on the Counterpoint program.
Indeed.